USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court to be hearing oral arguments shortly on whether President Trump's tax record should stay secret. The president's personal lawyers are asking the justices to take up an appeal of lower court rulings that call for 8 years of his tax records to be given to a House committee, which is investigating what it claims are possible conflicts of interest. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says the evidence is clear that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. After yesterday's hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said legal experts' testimony show that Trump's actions violated his oath of office and the Constitution. Democrats still accusing Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The body of John Dillinger, or whoever is buried in his grave, is going to stay right where it is. A judge has ruled that Dillinger's family cannot exhume the body for testing. The judge says state law allows managers at the Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis to block that move. Some of the Dillinger family members want to dig up the body originally as part of a History Channel show, as they claim that the FBI shot and killed the wrong man. Federal health authorities are now linking lettuce tainted with E. coli bacteria to more than 100 illnesses in 23 states. The FDA says the new number more than doubles the magnitude of an ongoing E. coli outbreak connected to romaine lettuce grown in California's Salinas Valley. The agency is telling people to check the label on lettuce they buy and to throw it out if it's from Salinas. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Labor Department saying the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits hit a seven-month low last week. Only 203,000 people filed initial claims for benefits. That's the lowest level since mid-April, and a drop of 10,000 from the previous week. Most economists had expected the number to come in at around 215,000. The Labor Department is scheduled to release the November employment report tomorrow. Tennessee is scheduled to execute a death row inmate this evening. Lee Hall will be electrocuted at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. Hall was sentenced to death by a Hamilton County jury for the 1991 murder of his ex-girlfriend. He threw gas on her and then set her on fire, burning 95% of her body before she died a couple of days later. And the social network video app TikTok is admitting its policies suppressed the reach of videos created by users assumed to be vulnerable or cyberbullying. A German site reported that in practice, TikTok limited the reach of content created by users whose bios included hashtags like fat woman and disabled, or had rainbow flags and other LGBTQ identifiers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.